It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
I had to break this back out again. I know you love this music. And
I like it.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is a week from Saturday.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, not far away at all.
Getting our Irish jig on.
That's right. Speaking of, during that news break, I didn't realize this, but am I supposed to be a fashionista now?
Yeah.
After our conversation with Rick Nolan yesterday?
You absolutely are. Yeah, you heard all about that.
Well, I tell you what, I've been called...
Folks, check that out, WEOL.com.
Been called many, many things in my life. A fashionista? Never once. Well, I take that back. Now, I guess once. About, what, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe Rick went 40 years without wearing a suit.
Yeah, that's amazing to me.
It is.
I wanted to ask him about his job interviews. Apparently didn't have to wear a suit.
That's a very interesting question. Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think you have to wear a suit if you attend Medina Beer Fest this weekend. But there's only one person we should ask to find out. Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina is on the line with us right now. Matt, suit or no suit at Medina Beer Fest?
I wouldn't recommend a birthday suit, unless that's how you roll, but no suit, definitely no suit. The Medina Beer Fest is a very laid-back, fun event, and no suits required.
Awesome stuff. Well, you know what? I can get down with an event where you can go there and try all different kinds of craft beers. You're not required to wear a suit and a tie. Medina Beer Fest, March 10th. What all's going down, Matt? What are the details?
Well, this year we have 51 different beers. 49 of those would be considered true craft beers. We do have two mainstream beers that we're putting on there. We're going to have Blue Moon and Leinenkugel's. Other than that, we have a great variety of different beers from all over the country. I'm looking at the list right now. There's probably 30 different breweries. It's a big fundraiser for us, and people can come out and buy a ticket and sample the beers and tell us what they like.
How many breweries are going to be present at this thing? You said there were two Main Street beers or mainstream beers?
Mainstream.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you guys had your own little, like, microbrew going on. I thought,
wouldn't that be
nice? Yeah, be very nice. Now, how many breweries did you say would be present?
8, 9, 10. It's looking like about 25 different breweries.
So how do you guys put this list together? Is it like all of you at Main Street Medina kind of put your heads together and say, I like this craft beer, I like this craft beer, or how does that work?
That's part of it. We have a lot of really awesome volunteers that get involved and help out with the events. So we have an event chair who helped with it, and then John Stahl from PJ Marley's. He's a huge beer aficionado, and he really worked with us and his suppliers to fine-tune a list that represents different beers from all over the place and should have something for just about everyone.
Now, it's more than just beer going down at Medina Beer Fest. You guys also have a raffle. You've got music. You've got food. What kinds of music? What kinds of food are we talking about?
Well, this year we're changing it up a bit and having a DJ. So kind of he's going to see what's going on the dance floor and how people are feeling and play music responding to that. He'll also take special requests if people are feeling the mood and want to get out there and dance a little bit. We're having a lot of different raffles. We have two major raffles. One is for a cooler full of at least 60 bottles of different craft beers. And then we're having a 50-50 drawing, of course, like every other group that's trying to make a buck. But it's a fun way for people to get involved and maybe walk away with, you know, a whole cooler full of beer or a couple bucks in their pocket.
It sounds like a pretty good prize to win and certainly something someone could walk away with. But, Matt, what do you hope the person who doesn't or the people who don't win that big cooler walk away with from this event you guys are putting on here?
Well, I hope they walk away knowing that they had a good time and supported a good cause. It's a big event for us. It brings in a fairly significant amount of funding so that we can continue our work on the Medina Square. But it's also a way for people to get together and socialize in a non-formal setting and just kick back, have a beer, have some laughs, and have some fun.
Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about this Saturday's Medina Beer Fest. Takes place Saturday, March 10th. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really awesome with great food, a DJ, all kinds of different beers to sample. Now, the ticket in there also gets you a Pilsner glass, is that right?
Correct. Every year, this is our fifth year, I believe, in doing this. And every year, every guest gets a 5-ounce commemorative Pilsner glass. So when they come into the event and get their tasting tickets, they get that little glass and they get to use that for the evening. And then it's something they can take home and hopefully remember a good time.
So you get to sample as many beers as you would like with that 5-ounce glass. Is that the idea?
Well, for each ticket, for $35, you get 10 sample tickets, and then you can buy additional tickets throughout the night. So I don't personally know many people that could handle 51 3-ounce samples, but if someone has that capacity and they want to buy those tickets, they absolutely could.
Well, that depends on the strength of the beer, right?
Uh-huh. That's true, and that's a good point. You know, a lot of beers, regular beers, are not that high proof, but you get into some of these craft beers, and we're talking 7, 8, 9% alcohol content, so we have to take that into account as well.
Sure, and the different kinds of beer also. I mean, look, light beers, I think you can handle just a few ounces of that with no problem at all, but you get into the stouts and the porters, your stomach can't really handle more than just a few 5-ounce or 3-ounce samples either, because that stuff is pretty thick, it's pretty heavy, but man, oh man, is it delicious.
It is delicious, absolutely.
So you strike me as a beer guy. Am I correct in assuming that?
I will drink almost anything as long as it doesn't end in Schlager or Meister. Because that will just put me on the floor. But yeah, I absolutely love a good beer. Anything from an IPA to a dark stout to some of those thick ones that you can almost swish around in your mouth.
What's your go-to, or do you have a couple of go-tos?
If I go out, I generally rely on the bartender to say, what's on tap and what do you recommend?
Sure, Matt, at the upcoming event, what is one of your favorite aspects of it as you head into things?
You know, I think one of the fun things about this, a lot of the stuff that we do as Main Street Medina, we do a lot of big family events on our square up here, and we do a lot of things within the community. This one's just a different event for us. It pulls in a different crowd. I love that we get people from all over Northeast Ohio that attend this, and it's just a different evening for us. It's not, you know, live music and shopping on the square. It's just a kickback evening with a lot of fun. There's no pretense. As you said earlier, there's no suits. It's just a place that people can come and hang out and have a good time.
And I know when we go to Medina, one of the things people always talk about is Medina Square, all the things that go out there. Is it sort of part of the aspect of it, too, to draw those folks in who may not know as much about the square and the historic landscape you guys have down there?
Yeah, absolutely. This 2018 is our bicentennial year, so there's a lot going on around town this year to celebrate that. And we're very proud of our community. One thing that kind of cracks me up, it's not a funny thing, but our town has burned down twice, and yet we rise. We don't have a fire fest. Sometimes I think we should. But we do have a really strong history here, and it's a beautiful community. When people come, like today, if you were driving through the square, people would say this looks like a Hallmark movie set, because it is such the quintessential small town in America. Beautiful gazebo in the center of town, these beautiful snowflakes coming down. It's just a beautiful town that really captivates people.
See, you're onto something with that, Matt, simply because you guys don't have a fire fest. Maybe you should. You guys do have an ice festival. You could put those two together and call it Fire and Ice.
Well, funny you say that. For the ice, we could. For the ice festival, on Friday night every year, there's a huge fire and ice tower where they literally build a big tower of ice cubes and light a fire inside. It's one of the big kickoff events for the whole season.
So in essence, you already do have fire and ice. Okay, so I guess my idea gets thrown out the window. But I see, but this is the kind of event, too, that you guys have at Medina Beer Fest. You know, people get a couple of samples. All of a sudden, they start kicking ideas off the wall.
Yeah.
Beer can be a good thing to generate some ideas, no?
Absolutely. Anytime there's a little bit of alcohol involved, you usually get some good ideas.
Well, and if you're putting in for that grand prize, which, again, that's a cooler full of beer. What, 61, or is it 60-ish?
At least 60. We've asked our board members to each donate a six-pack, and we have 18 members of the board. So if everyone donates, someone's going to walk away pretty happy with a cooler of beer.
Wow. I mean, that person could essentially host a pretty nice little get-together as well. That's a lot of six-packs. So you've left it up to the board members, each individual one, to get out there, get creative, and maybe go out there and get a six-pack to bring back that, you know, maybe a lot of folks haven't seen before, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another great thing. The board loves to support this event. The community supports the event. It's just another way to get people involved in what we're trying to do down here in Medina.
And so how did this all come together? What, is this the first year you guys have done this, or how long has this been around?
No, this is the fifth or sixth year, and it came about because the community asked for it. We used to do a lot of progressive dinners and wine tastings up in the district, and a lot of people would say, you know, Matt, I really want to support the organization, but I'm a beer drinker. So you hear that enough, you think, okay, let's do something so that these people can be part of the community and help out as well. So we came up with Medina Beer Fest, and it's been a success every year that we've had it.
You mentioned it's been around for a few years, half a decade at the very least.
Yeah.
How has it changed and how has it evolved since you guys first launched it?
It's grown a lot. We used to have it at another beautiful place in town called Williams on the Lake. We were maxed out there at a little over 200 people. So as the event would grow every year, it got to the point that we could no longer host it there. So now we have it out at Weymouth Country Club. So it's growing every year. It's getting more and more renown. We're getting much more participation with breweries and the brewers coming out. And it's just the kind of thing that beer is hot right now, and it's growing, and people love it. They're very passionate about it. So the responsibility, the onus, is kind of on us to make it a quality event, to make sure that we have beers that are interesting to people.
So you mentioned that this thing eventually outgrew Williams on the Lake, which is a beautiful facility. I was in a wedding there about 9 years ago, so I know how gorgeous that place is. But
sure.
So over 200 people, how many people are you guys anticipating this Saturday?
You know, we as Medina are kind of a last-minute town, we're going to have a lot of walk-ins. We're currently at around 200 tickets pre-sold, which is big, so we're very excited. I think with no problem we'll have at least 300 guests, if not 350 this year.
Wow, that's a very, very impressive number, and hopefully this snow goes away. Mother Nature cooperates, and that will help even more with the walk-up crowd. Matt, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information or to purchase tickets, where can they go to do all of that?
Sure, absolutely. They can go to our website, which is mainstreetmedina.com, or they can go to our Facebook page and like the event, the Medina Beer Fest event on Facebook, and then there's the ticket link right in there. Or they can get tickets at the door that evening.
Very cool stuff, and no suit required.
Absolutely not.
Matt, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun, and we wish you the best of luck on Saturday with Beer Fest. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that.